Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello, investigators. It's your old pal Snoop, dog detective. It's been an exciting week on Bark Street. If you were with us recently, then you know we recovered a lost ring from a drain and followed Skittles the cat all over the neighborhood and discovered where she was hiding all the dog toys.
Let's not go under a house again anytime soon. Once is enough for me.
Pay no attention to Sniffy. We go where the case leads us, and we don't stop until we've won the day. Speaking of which, where exactly are we going? I can't recall.
We're just out for a walk to the pond at the park. Don't worry about it. Everything is going to be fine.
Is it now? And why are you pulling a dog cart with a box in it?
You're on a need-to-know basis.
You do realize it's not my birthday.
Oh, trust me. We're not going to a party.
Very mysterious, Sniffy. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, you don't have to guess, because we've arrived at the pond.
Hear, hear. This court is now in session.
Court?
I didn't want to ruin your day, since this is your first time. Now your day is ruined, but at least you got the morning free and clear.
May I remind everyone that you'll get one chance to plead your case, followed by my verdict and the price you will pay for crossing the neighborhood watch.
This next part is the worst.
But first, we're all going to watch a video about the rules of the neighborhood. It's a classic.
Welcome to Bark Street, where we take neighborhood watch very seriously.
But what does that mean exactly? And what do you need to know to keep our neighborhood safe, clean, and orderly? Funny you should ask.
Lorraine is quite serious about her work.
She does these court appearances twice a year. They're mandatory.
What happens if you don't show up?
You get a ticket for not showing up. Anyway, it's the social event of the season. Everyone is here.
So I see. Even Freckles is here. Amazing.
Oh, sure. She's been ticketed.
Rule number 7. Read the rule book, which contains 700 more neighborhood rules. Enjoy your day on Bard Street.
Stop! Stop the projector! The movie is over! Now, where were we?
We were jumping in the pond!
Fred, do not jump in the pond, and I mean it! That's it! You're ticketed for jumping in the pond during a neighborhood court event! Out of the water, you little rodent!
Fred cracks me up!
Our first case involves a grand total of 4,209 garbage cans being tipped over between April and August. Actually, that's not right. It's 48 garbage cans. But they were tipped over a total of 4,209 times.
I think that might be a record.
Order in the court. Donna the Raccoon, do you admit to knocking over all the garbage cans?
Yeah, I definitely did that.
As I suspected.
But I don't have a single ticket.
That's because I can never catch you.
You can't prove anything.
You just admitted to tipping over all the garbage cans.
I have no memory of that.
Come back here, Donna. You are all witnesses to what just happened. Donna the Raccoon ran over there and tipped over the garbage cans at the Purple House. Who's with me? Next case, Fred the Squirrel. Get out of the pond and stand before the neighborhood judge.
When do we eat pizza?
Now, Fred, isn't it true you've jumped from dozens of trees on Bark Street and landed in bird feeders when you are, in fact, not a bird?
What's a bird feeder?
You tried that defense last time you were before this court, and I explained this to you already.
Yeah, but what's a bird feeder?
A bird feeder is full of bird food. It's for birds, not squirrels.
Oh, got it.
So, you'll stop crashing into bird feeders.
Wait, what's a bird feeder?
You are fined 27 walnuts in a sack.
Ouch.
Lorraine is one tough neighborhood watchdog.
She sure is.
Poot!
Hi, I'm Poot.
Everyone knows you're Poot. You don't have to tell us that.
Okay.
Now, Poot, you've been digging in the Schlepp's flowers again, haven't you?
I farted. Because I'm nervous.
That's fine, Poot. But do me a favor. Stay out of the flowers.
I will stay out of the flowers.
Steve the Duck?
That's me.
Steve, you really must stop eating everything you run across. Not all things are for eating. In fact, most things are not for eating.
Well, that can't be right. Heck, I ate a rock just the other day, and it was fantastic. I'm also thinking about eating this pond.
Do not eat the pond, Steve. I have ticketed you for eating. Hang on. Where's my list? Here it is. You've been ticketed for trying to eat a car tire, a bicycle horn, a mailbox, and a welcome mat. These are not foods, Steve. Please stop trying to eat them.
I'm just here to tell you that the car tire tasted pretty good. I mean, I couldn't actually get the whole thing in my mouth, but from what I could tell, it was basically a chewy candy bar.
You are fined 4 hours of work in the neighborhood sweeping up leaves.
That's outrageous.
And do not eat the broom.
I just might.
Next!
This is very entertaining. Thank you for bringing me to Lorraine Court, Sniffy. Just marvelous.
Snoop, step up to the bench.
Me? But I haven't done anything.
I have surveillance footage courtesy of Freckles from the fire station.
You didn't.
I'm sorry, Snoop. I had to rat you out. I was sitting on a mountain of tickets.
Freckles, tell this court what you saw.
Hold, please.
Freckles, you're standing right here. You can't put me on hold in my own court.
I have photographic proof of Snoop entering several yards without authorization, crawling under the yellow house and hiding behind a bush.
But I'm a dog detective. I detect.
Not without a permit, you don't. That'll be 11 dog biscuits and one shiny object.
Hi, I'm Poot.
We know.
I've brought a shiny object from my collection. It's a corn nut, but I covered it with tinfoil.
I will accept the shiny object on Snoop's behalf.
I'm good for the dog biscuits, but I'll have to bring them later.
I'll allow it.
That was harrowing.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Sniffy, stand before the judge's bench.
Oh boy, here we go.
As you know, Sniffy, last month you had the record for the most violations of anyone in the neighborhood.
I wear the honor with pride.
And I see you've carted your box over here again.
That I have. I will open the box. I give you 182 tickets.
182 tickets? Good gravy, old chap. You're a hardened criminal.
Let's see what I have on my list. Here's just a sampling of your violations on Bark Street. Peeing on a tree.
Guilty. I totally did that.
Digging 19 holes in the Schlepp's backyard.
I think it was 21, including this morning.
Unauthorized sniffing of a dog butt.
Okay, that one was not my fault.
I could go on.
I'm sure you could.
The Neighborhood Watch Committee fines you 20 dog biscuits.
What committee? It's just you.
21 dog biscuits.
Stop while you're ahead, old chap.
And that concludes Lorraine Court for this month. Carry on and follow the rules.
What a kangaroo court. It's a travesty. But I have a plan to give Lorraine a little of her own medicine. Come right back and we'll set our plan in motion.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah, good. You're back from holiday. Come along then. We are in the middle of a stakeout.
And I've got my new camera feature installed on my collar. It's very exciting.
Indeed it is, Sniffy. Indeed it is.
And we have a plan.
She's on the move. Come on, then. Aha! Lorraine is walking across a yard without a permit.
Got it. And she's on the move again.
Unbelievable! Lorraine the duck just tipped over a garbage can and she's trying to eat a shoe.
Got it. She is really making a go with that shoe.
It appears ducks will try to eat almost anything. Come on, she's on the move again. Oh my! Lorraine has coughed up a potato chip wrapper and left it on the sidewalk.
That's littering in the first degree.
My goodness, I can't believe what Lorraine is doing now. She's drinking all the water out of my dog dish.
So rude. Also, you should know I drink out of your dog dish all the time.
Thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome.
I believe we have all the evidence we need, Sniffy. Time to call an emergency neighborhood watch meeting. And that's just what we did. The very next day, we assembled everyone in the neighborhood. But this time, we did it in the Schlubs' backyard.
Now, Snoop, you say you have evidence of a serious rule breaker right here on Bark Street who has never once been given a ticket.
I do at that.
Hi, I'm Poot, and this is all very exciting.
Hello, Poot.
No time for idle chit-chat with a groundhog. Present your evidence. I'm excited to give this rule breaker a bunch of tickets.
The rule breaker is none other than Lorraine.
Lorraine? But that's my name. Is there another Lorraine on Bark Street?
I'm talking about you, Lorraine. You are a rule breaker.
Preposterous!
We have photographic evidence.
I took the photographs with my fancy detective collar. You see here in Exhibit A through D, we have Lorraine walking on neighborhood lawns without a permit, tipping over a garbage can, and littering on the sidewalk. And then she drank out of Snoop's dog dish. I would never do that.
Well, this is very unfortunate news.
Now, Lorraine, we have an offer for you. It's an offer you can't refuse.
Do tell.
We will drop all charges against you if you give everyone on Bark Street a clean slate.
But that's not fair.
Isn't it, though? Everyone has broken the rules, including you. It's hard not to. There are so many rules to break.
Okay, I agree to your terms. That's it, Fred. You're getting ticketed. Don't move, Donna. I'm writing your ticket right now.
Well, the clean slate didn't last very long.
It was rather short-lived, about 9 seconds. But I got a clean slate. As of this moment, I have 0 tickets.
Have you got a permit for that camera?
What's a permit?
That's gotta be a ticket.
It appears we still have some work to do on Bark Street with all the rules from the neighborhood watchdog. But at least for now, I don't have any tickets.
Did you apply for a gathering of this size in the schlub's backyard? Ticketed!
Oh, dear.
Go, kid, go.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.